as I said a few minutes ago, very sad news coming through of the passing of former Fianna Fáil and independent MEP Brian Crowley. He has died at the age of 61 in Cork University Hospital. He's been unwell for some time, of course, and he'd battled various different issues and ongoing surgeries arising from complications from the accident. He was paralysed from the waist down following an accident, but he fell off a building at the age of 16. He retired from active politics in 2019. He was elected 5 times to the European Parliament. And he was 1994, 1999, 2004, 2009 and 2014, and was one of the biggest vote getters in the country. With me on the line to talk about him and his legacy is former Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, John Brazel. John, thanks for joining us this morning, and our thoughts obviously with Brian's family first and foremost.
Absolutely, Gerry. I actually just got the news when Trasa, your producer, just phoned me, so I'm in a small bit of shock. I knew Brian had been in bad health, but I didn't realise that anything like this was going to happen. A 61-year-old Brian was, you know, he was a great friend of mine, a lovely, lovely man. But just looking back in his political career, he topped the poll in his first attempt, and I think he actually made the Fianna Fáil organisation aware that you could attract support from across the board if you had the right candidates and the right approach, and Brian certainly had that, and I think he topped every European poll after that. He launched, just a few personal memories, he launched a couple of my local election campaigns, came down to Kirby's in Ballyhaig. Michael Dean's place, where, you know, the legacy moves on with Michael Dean, the councillor now. And he was very obliging. I remember one occasion I had a delegation of French people over who were looking at a twinning project for Ballyhaig. Brian came down, addressed them both in English and in French. And, he was just an absolute gentleman. Very effective politician. He did some great work in the European Parliament. And, my thoughts are with his family today on what must be a very sad day for them.
Yeah, he was an incredibly astute politician and an incredible vote getter. He seemed to adapt quicker than most to what was needed to win a European seat and just accumulated a massive following, massive support base right across Munster.
He did, and he was really, I mean, he got votes from right across the party spectrum. I mean,
yeah,
Brian had just had that ability. And prior to his topping the poll in his very first election, what year was it back in? You called it out there. What was his first year elected?
1994.
Yeah, prior to 94, I mean, like, you know, you voted Fianna Fáil, you voted Fianna Gael, you voted Labour, you voted Sinn Féin. There was very little, people were defined, but Brian kind of made an awakening within political parties that if you have the right approach and the right candidate, you know, you can get votes from right across the board. And that seems to be what happens in all elections now, and you see in the voting transfer patterns that different candidates will get votes in an elimination from a candidate from another party. And I think that's something that Brian Crowley kind of started off in his political career, and parties have followed on from it since. But, you know, like it's unfortunate that his health went against him.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he would have continued, and any time he would have ran, he would have been elected. I'm pretty certain of that. But I just one kind of fun, very fond memory I have, the last time I spoke to him, every year at Christmas, the very first Christmas card I'd get on the 1st of December would be from Brian Crowley, MEP. And the year after he retired, on the 1st of December, early December, I got a card from somebody else, and I just rang Brian and I said, it's the first time in maybe 20 plus years that the first card I got isn't from you, Brian. And we had a great old chat that day, and you know, I have a very fond memory of that. But he's a decent man, good man, and you know, we won't see the likes of Brian again, unfortunately. I mean, if you heard Mark Carney there today, Jerry, in the clip you played before I came on, And, you know, that's the type of politician Brian was, you know, very measured, thoughtful. And when you think of this kind of stuff we're dealing with in politics today, his type of politics is sadly missing, unfortunately.
Yeah, certainly is. John, thanks for taking time to talk to us about your friend, Brian Crowley, the late Brian Crowley. That's John Brazel there, former Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, talking about Brian and his legacy. We have a clip of Brian to play. This is him announcing in early 2019 he would not be contesting that summer's European elections.
Over the period of time that I had been in hospital, the work didn't stop. I was working remotely and I was ensuring that people were getting the services that they required through my office here in Cork and my staff in my office here in Cork, as well as that through the staff of the political group that I'm a member of in the European Parliament, and my numerous contacts built up over the last 30 years in the Commission, in the Parliament and in the Council, and across all different political groupings and nationalities within that. So that I had been able to work remotely, I had been able to deal with constituents' problems, I've been able to put forward questions directly to the Commission and to the Council, I've been able to put forward amendments to reports within the Parliament itself, I've been able to arrange delegation visits for people to Europe to meet with Commission officials, with Parliamentary officials and with Council officials, including members of the Fianna Fáil party and different delegations, including meetings with Michel Barnier's team concerning the Brexit negotiations and so on. And that's been ongoing. The beauty of the modern age in which we live, in one sense, is the fact that technology is there to go to telework with a laptop, with Viber, with Facebook.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Brian Crowley speaking in 2019, talking about his decision to retire from politics. Sad news coming through this morning at the age of 61. The former Fianna Fáil and independent MEP has passed away at Cork University Hospital. If you have views or your thoughts on his legacy, then get in touch with us on the programme.